KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's partly cloudy, and we currently have 23 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Five Star Roofing in Atlantic. Call Ken Kelly today for all of your roofing needs at 243-2111. Our forecast is calling for it to be partly sunny and breezy with a high around 42. In the news, the Atlantic City Council will hold a public hearing during their meeting this evening at the Senior Center with regard to the proposed fiscal year 2015 city budget. City Administrator Doug Harris says the proposed budget, which represents the 16 operating funds of the city, is down 14.3% from the current fiscal year. That's slightly less than the 4.9% reduction shown in the original proposed budget. Even though the overall budget is down 4.3%, the underlying operating budget for next year will be up 1.6%, or about $100,000. The proposed budget will require a tax increase of 1.8% in the city portion of the tax levy, or a 0.7% increase in the total property tax levy, which means a 32-cent increase per $1,000 of taxable valuation. Harris said the reason the overall budget is down 4.3% is due to a reduction in the amount to be spent out of the local option sales tax recreation improvement reserve to cover the cost of the overruns on the new park maintenance building. The reduction was possible because the city is able to use some of the contingency bond funds to cover part of the expense. Harris said the city's operating budget was adjusted upward following completion of the work on the new wastewater treatment plant and was necessary due to accounting changes in the debt service fund, as well as a communications grant hosted by the Atlantic Fire Department. In a related note, the council will act on setting April the 2nd as the date for a public hearing on proposed amendments to the current year 2014 budget, the lion's share of which, according to Harris, is due to the multi-year nature of the numerous bond-funded capital projects, improvement projects, the city has undertaken in the past few years. In other business, the Atlantic City Council will act on approving a change order in its contract with Hawkins Construction for improvements to the new wastewater treatment plant. The change order represents a $32,322 decrease in the original contract price. That is to compensate the city for engineering fees related to the repair of defective work on the plant's blower building. City Council meeting begins at 5:30, and again, that is at the Atlantic Senior Center. News time is 8:04.
A new roof is a major investment. When you need to get it done, you want it done right. This is Ken Kelly. Please feel free to call Five Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We only install products that have proven to perform against Mother Nature's worst, like Council Bluffs 2011, nicknamed Dimple Darling. Five Star Roofing is certified by Malarkey so you can have confidence your roof is properly installed. We do it better than anyone else because we do roofs and only roofs. We use the best state-of-the-art materials available, featuring Malarkey shingles and, of course, the amazing roofing buggy. The roofing buggy allows us to install your new roof with minimal disruption to your home while protecting and providing excellent cleanup to your property. Ask about the potential to save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. Contact me, Ken Kelly, for a free, no-obligation estimate. Five Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We do roofs and only roofs.
Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman on Tuesday provided an updated list of candidates who have submitted their papers for nomination to county offices in advance of the June 3rd primary election. Each of the candidates are Republicans. As we've mentioned, incumbent Treasurer Tracy J. Marshall is seeking re-election and is currently unopposed. Atlantic residents Mary Ward and Jess Ehrman are running for the recorder's position made open by the retirement of Joyce Jensen. And David Wiederstein is running for county attorney, a position currently held by Dan Feisner. Feisner has not yet filed for re-election. The last day to do so is March the 26th. Sunderman reports also that District 2 Supervisor Gaylord Schelling and District 3 Supervisor Mark Wiedemeyer filed their papers for re-election on Tuesday. Cass County Democratic Party Chair Sherry Telly says a spring fling event will be held in Atlantic March 27th, sponsored by the local Democratic Party. The event will feature 11 candidates who will be appearing on the June primary ballot and includes games, a silent auction, and a pie and cake auction, in addition to a picnic-style dinner. The candidates who will be attending the event include congressional candidates Stacey Apple and Gabriel De La Serta, and gubernatorial candidates Jack Hatch, Paul Dahl, and Jonathan Narcisse. Other candidates who plan to attend are Brad Anderson, Secretary of State, State Auditor John Niederbach, Secretary of Agriculture Sherry Taha and Tim Ennis with Iowa House District 21. Attorney General Tom Miller and State Treasurer Michael Fitzgerald, both of whom are incumbents, are also expected to speak. The event will be held at the St. Peter and Paul Parish Center beginning at 6 p.m. on March 27th. The cost to attend is $20 for adults if paid before March 26th. Tickets are available at the door for $25, with children under 14 admitted for $10 each. Reservations are requested by March the 21st, and you can purchase your tickets in advance from Dale Whitaker at 1409 East 17th Street in Atlantic. For more information about the evening's activities, contact Sherry Telly at 712-243-4861. Pottawatomie County Attorney Matt Wilbur has announced plans to seek re-election. The Daily Nonpareil reports that Wilbur, who's currently in his third term, filed papers Monday morning with the Pottawatomie County Auditor's Office. Wilbur beat out a handful of candidates to win the position in 2002 and took office in January of 2003. He ran unopposed in 2006 and in 2010. Council Bluffs officials took a step toward improving the city's levy system by hiring an engineering firm to oversee the effort. The Daily Nonpareil reports the city council Monday night approved the hiring of JEO Consulting Group out of Lincoln, Nebraska to oversee improvements. City engineer Matt Cox estimates it will cost $50 million to make improvements to Council Bluffs' river and creek levees needed to abide by federal standards. If Council Bluffs doesn't make the improvements, Cox says FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, could take action, indicating the city's west end is prone to flooding. That would lead to higher flood insurance rates for property owners. The city could pay the $50 million over a period of years, with money coming from various sources. The Atlantic School Board earlier this week approved an early retirement incentive for teachers that could reportedly save the district about $1.8 million over the next 5 years. District Business Manager and Board Secretary Mary Beth Fast told KJAN News that the offer is being made available to those teachers who are age 55 or older and have served the district full-time for at least 10 years.
What it is the district is going to provide $25,000 for each employee over a three-year period, and that money is going to be paid to a third-party administrator to cover eligible medical expenses.
That would include medical premiums, out-of-pocket co-pays, prescriptions, and Medicare supplement premiums, which in theory could last much longer than 3 years, depending on how fast the money was used up. The funds, she says, are not taxable to either the employee or the district, and the first payment will be made on behalf of the teachers on July the 1st of this year. Interested teachers have until March 31st to submit their application for the early retirement plan.
I think kind of the unique things about this plan is that our district has never offered anything like this before. They usually have offered the cash, and that's taxable, and, you know, it's got its pros and cons also. But the thing with this is that you could use it toward any eligible expense. You can stay on our school's insurance plan, or you could go out and find your own. No, it won't matter. But you could make that money last even longer than 3 years, possibly, depending on what you find. And I think with health care reform, I think a lot of people think, well, you know, maybe I would think about retiring, but I'm just not sure this kind of addresses that.
Fast says there are at present 14 teachers who have expressed an interest in applying for an incentive. A meeting will be held this Friday afternoon beginning at 3:45 in the high school media center for all interested persons, where additional information will be presented on the offer. In other business, the Atlantic School Board approved the termination of head tennis coach Sean Peterson, and the 2014-2015 school calendar, which will be based on 1,080 hours of instruction instead of 180 days. They also approved May 22nd, 23rd, and 27th as makeup days for the snow day class cancellations this year. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, recent warm temperatures have been like a tease for some folks in the Midwest and the eastern seaboard. This morning, before the sun rose, snow and sleet were making roads slippery across much of Michigan, and hundreds of schools are closed there. In upstate New York, hundreds of schools also called off classes after forecasters warned of a possible blizzard with winds of up to 50 miles per hour. Chicago could get up to 6 inches of snow. Malaysian authorities are defending their handling of the hunt for the missing Boeing 777, even as they acknowledge they're unsure which direction the plane was heading when it disappeared on a flight from Malaysia to Beijing. Malaysia's defense minister describes the multinational search as an unprecedented and complicated effort. India has been asked to join the search. And the Senate Foreign Relations Committee plans to vote this afternoon on some of the most significant U.S. sanctions on Russia since the end of the Cold War. Efforts continue to try to pressure President Vladimir Putin to pull Russian troops out of Ukraine's Crimea region. The legislation would authorize the Obama administration to impose economic penalties on Russian officials complicit in Ukrainian cooperation, or other corruption, that is, or anyone responsible for Moscow's military takeover of Ukraine. News time is 8:12.
A new roof is a major investment. When you need to get it done, you want it done right. This is Ken Kelly. Please feel free to call 5 Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We only install products that have proven to perform against Mother Nature's worst, like Council Bluffs 2011, nicknamed Dimple Darling. 5 Star Roofing is certified by Malarkey so you can have confidence your roof is properly installed. We do it better than anyone else because we do roofs and only roofs. We use the best state-of-the-art materials available, featuring Malarkey shingles and, of course, the amazing roofing buggy. The roofing buggy allows us to install your new roof with minimal disruption to your home while protecting and providing excellent cleanup to your property. Ask about the potential to save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. Contact me, Ken Kelly, for a free, no-obligation estimate. 5 Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We do roofs and only roofs.
And in the funeral announcements, Nadine Peppers, age 71, of Prescott, Arizona, died March the 5th. Funeral services for Nadine Peppers will be this morning at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Abel Jonathan Kinsey of Atlantic, the infant son of Nathan Kinsey and Jody Brookshire of Atlantic, died Friday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for Abel Kinsey will be today at 11 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Betty J. Vogesser, age 87, of Avoca, died Sunday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Betty Vogesser will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Arlene Benton, age 88, of Guthrie Center, died Monday. Funeral services for Arlene Benton will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Inez Peckham, age 84, of Baird, died Sunday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Inez Peckham will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Baird. Odie Funeral Home of Baird has arrangements. Donald Lowe, age 86, of Oakland, has died. Graveside services for Donald Lowe will be on Friday at 9 o'clock at the Oaklawn Cemetery in Oakland. Reconvened Funeral Home of Oakland has arrangements. Betty Jean Kent, age 80, who's formerly of Guthrie Center, died Thursday. Memorial services for Betty Kent will be on Friday at 3 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. Evelyn Marie Kington, age 97, of Harlan, died Monday. Private family graveside services are planned for Evelyn Kington. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Robert Landon, age 74, of Exira, died Tuesday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Robert Landon will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Vernie Eggers, age 89, of Atlantic, died Monday. A cremation has taken place, and graveside memorial services for Vernie Eggers will be held at a later date. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. And Harold William Bill Hocamp, age 79, of Adair, died Tuesday in Des Moines. Services for Bill Hocamp are pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements brought to you by 5 Star Roofing in Atlantic. Call Ken Kelly today for all of your roofing needs at 243-2111. I'm Rick Henson reporting.